Jesus accepts the treatment of other people around him. Hosanna, you're the Messiah. Jesus bears witness to the power of God at work. He's healing the lame. He's raising the dead. He's multiplying the loaves. Jesus is committed to his message, even though it's going to lead to death. Paul is committed to Jesus' message. People herald the coming of the Messiah. And Paul walks around Cyprus and Greece proclaiming and demonstrating the kingdom of God. And they remained a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. This gospel got Jesus killed, and it got Paul killed. And Satan, the Lord of this world, is running this place to assure that people go to hell for their unbelief. This world is designed to substantiate unbelief, to eradicate the faith that there is in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Satan presides over the commerce that would crowd out the worship in the temple. That's horrible. And church is responsible for it in the Bible story. And if we're not careful, we could lapse into that. And this isn't some cloistered way of me accusing people in this church of stuff. That's not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is it's always there. You'll always list into it if you don't stand on this. And it's why we come together. It's why we have a church meeting. How are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing it right? That's the idea of the church meeting. That's where we're going with this. Satan lashes out at his opposition. And that's what happens during this Holy Week. On Palm Sunday, we usually revel in the triumphal entry. We generally encourage one another, and we declare that the Lord Almighty keeps his promises. And Jesus came in on a donkey, and on the very day that was prophesied hundreds of years before, he showed up. But folks, this week is a trial and a burden for the Messiah, so that his yoke upon us would be easy, so that his burden upon us would be light. It was a trial and a burden on the Messiah. After Palm Sunday, in something like, I'm going to read, five chapters in the book of Matthew, after Palm Sunday, you hear about the parable of the fig tree, the baptism of John, where did it come from heaven or man? The parable of the faithful son and the unfaithful son, who the father told one to go and he said yes, but he didn't go. And he told another to go and he said no, but eventually he did go. Which one's faithful? The parable of the tenants. The Pharisees, after that, wanted to arrest him. Then there's the parable of the wedding feast and the invited guests who would not come. Then the Pharisees plotted to entangle him in his words. Should we pay taxes to Caesar? And then you get the Sadducees on the resurrection. And Jesus says to the Sadducees, who don't believe in a resurrection, he says, you were wrong because you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. During Holy Week, a message to this church and every church, don't be wrong because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God. Someone says, Lord, what's the greatest commandment? And he tells us about the greatest commandment is love. Jesus asks, what do you think about Christ? Who is he? And people, they don't know how to answer. He pronounces seven woes to Pharisees. He tells about the 10 virgins and their lamps. All of this from chapter 21 to 26 is all Holy Week. Chapter 26 shows it's only been like 3 or 4 days, actually, by the time you get to chapter 26, since Palm Sunday and the 21st. Because in chapter 26, he says there's 2 more days till the Passover. So all the stuff that you read in 21 to 26, it happens in a week, and Palm Sunday starts it. The woman with the alabaster box in Lazarus' house, Another woman with ointment at Simon the leper's house. Did you know that happens twice, that people dunk perfume on Jesus? The Last Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, all of that. Jesus suffered and died that we could be forgiven. Do you expect to hear that in a church? Because it's the only message that saves people. Jesus did triumph, and the victory was won at the cross, and Jesus is alive now. Hallelujah. It's true. But that week was hard, and the time leading up to his return, as promised, will be hard. We have work that we need to be faithful to do now. Like Paul, like Jesus, and like Paul and Jesus, we will succeed.